Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Let's go to Meta.
Yes.
Let's go to Meta. So Meta is a company that you have been very bullish on for a while.
Bearish?
Bearish at first.
Bearish. Bearish. You have been very bearish on.
They must have called you.
You've been very bearish on Meta for a long time.
Yes.
And Meta had one of the greatest stock drops of all time in one day. Was that last year?
That was a story.
But since then,
they've been kicking ass since then. I ain't gonna lie.
They have been steadily climbing the mountain. Mm-hmm. Steadily climbing the mountain from their low. I think their low was like
88.09 right here.
88. Okay. Their low was 88.09. They are currently at 243.
Yep.
I am a believer in Instagram. I've always been a believer in Instagram. And believe in the resiliency. I believe in the resiliency of Meta. Mm-hmm.
I should too, as much as I'm up there.
So, okay. Is Meta officially back? Have they carved out the grave?
Well played.
Climbed out or carved out?
Either or.
What is the deal with Meta?
I think Meta's done it. Like, and I was telling everyone, because I'm in the group text with Zuckerberg and a few other people at Meta on IG. He's back being hungry for the first time in a long time. He suffered from the same success that Intel did. But after them wanting to take his company over, he's been clawing back. I don't like all the innovations, but the number one thing that Meta's done is cut jobs. Mm-hmm. And knowing people there, I'm going to be very honest. The morale at Meta, while the stock has gone up, everyone who works there is on pins and needles. I don't like the initiatives of sending everybody home to let them know if they're going to be fired. But of course, they were too top heavy. Now, of course, you have to cut costs. I get it. Sometimes the first thing that people do is lay off employees. As a result, the stock has gone up. I'm still looking to see the innovation. On an earnings call, they did say that they're not giving up on the metaverse, which I think is a mistake, but there's less of an emphasis on it.
Mm-hmm.
Move in the right direction. They have some things that they're going to do in AI, move in the right direction. So they have come up past that 50% retracement or 45% retracement at 181. So they are slowly back into the positive. Long way away from 433.
Yeah.
But I still need to see a little bit more innovation on Instagram side, how they monetize. They took away reels. So there's a lot of inconsistency in their pricing structure that I don't like. But I can't lie, this has been a hell of a rebound from the 88 and 102 level for sure.
Yeah, I think that the about 170% increase since the low, which is incredible. But you said it. I mean, you highlighted all the things, right? If I want to make more money, how can I do it? Without innovating, number one, let's cut some jobs.
Cut costs.
Yep. That's number one. Pull back on some of the innovative things I was talking about. $50 billion being spent on the metaverse. All right,
it's a horrible product.
Let's scale that back. Let's stop paying out money. So let's cut back on reels. But what's helped them as well is the ad space.
Absolutely.
Like that. I mean, I think they reported $58.9 billion in ad revenue, which is incredible. So there was a time last year when everybody was in fear of a recession and everybody cut back on their spending. Those times are easing up and people are now advertising on Facebook again and spending money, and they're able to sell space again because the world's back open.
Yeah. Instagram and Google are the only two places that are always
safe. That's it. Well, that's what I'm saying. Corporate accounts are opening again. And we can see it, especially in this space where we're looking at corporations that have ad expenditures and we're seeing the amounts that they're spending. So imagine that at that level.
Yeah.
They took in 60. That's a lot of money. That's more than a lot of businesses even generate in the history of their existence, their enterprise, right? So they're taking that from the ad space. You got to take that into account. How does that slow down, or can they expand upon that? Now, when they create more innovative things, will it help? We'll see. I know that Apple coming into the eyewear space doesn't help them with the Oculus. So maybe that won't be the innovative space, but it does give them leeway to be innovative again, which is helpful.
They spent $13.7 billion on Meta in 2022. They made $60 billion here. It's great. I think if they cut the Metaverse project, they would be better off. And if they focus on just improving the ad platform, I think they have one of the best of all time, but there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not the easiest platform to use. Targeting is not always the best. Great bounce, especially if you're swing trading. Great balance, but how many jobs can you cut? They're not an organization where you can only have 2,000 people working there and be efficient. So I think we're seeing the last of this bounce for a little bit of time until we see some other innovation.
I think that Meta, if you would like to make me an ambassador for Instagram, I would definitely be open to it.
Hold on, bro.
I'm not in the best.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making a pitch there. I thought it was a pitch coming there.
Let's not do the zoom in on me today. But I would be open to it because I have championed you guys through the good times and the bad times.
Gotcha.
And I do feel that they're here to stay as a company. I feel that the blue check thing was a good idea. I think it was executed better.
Wait, the blue.
Oh, I thought you made it. Hold on, wait.
Let's go back.
Listen.
I'm about to act like Flip.
Let's go back.
As far as for a user and all of that, yeah. I'm talking about a good idea as far as business.
For them. Oh, yeah.
For me, no, I don't like the idea. Yeah. But as far as for them getting more revenue, it's a good idea. And it was implemented better than Twitter.
Twitter is a disaster.
This is what Twitter did, in my opinion, that was a mistake. Instagram, if you have a blue check already, they kept it. And it's just like, okay, if you want a blue check, now you can pay for it. So there's still an incentive to have a blue check because everybody else already kept their blue check. Twitter took everybody's blue check away and said, now everybody has to pay for it.
They'll make money somehow.
But when nobody has a blue check, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything anymore, right? Yeah. And they haven't been as profitable in that endeavor as Instagram has. Yeah. So it's like you take Kim Kardashian's check away. She's not going to pay $9 a month for a check. So now it doesn't mean anything. So now that efficiently they destroyed the power of the blue check for Twitter because you took everybody's blue check away except for like 100 people. Mm-hmm. So now nobody's even really caring about a blue check. Instagram kept the blue checks and just made it available to buy a blue check if you want it. I think that was way better execution than Twitter.
Absolutely. I agree. And I don't think everybody can get it either. Like even if they wanted to pay, they just can't get it.
The throttle and who can get it?
Yeah, like I know.
Who, shout Instagram?
Yeah, shout out to MG. I know he said that there was some issues with him trying to get his.
Can't get his blue check?
Yeah.
Why can't he get a blue check?
I don't know. If you over at Meta, make sure my brother MG can get his blue check, please. Stop playing with MG, man. He's a certified gem dropper. Rant to Gems is the number one real estate show.
Thursday. I got you.
Stop playing. I got you, Matt.
Yeah.
Smash is brought to you by Ring of Legion.
And I still feel like they have a long way to go with WhatsApp. Because WhatsApp is a hidden gem. Well, it's not hidden to people that are international. The international community, they on WhatsApp all the time. So I'm not sure if they're monetizing WhatsApp because it's free.
Yeah, that's my question. If they try to monetize it, do you think people will pay or will it be the same issue at Twitter? Because I told them, like, most people internationally can't afford to pay 10 a month or 20 a month for WhatsApp.
It's not even an incentive.
Yeah, I think they have to do a version maybe where it's a free version and then you have a premium service. And I don't know if that premium service is for business owners or if that premium service allows you to do a little bit more. But I think that they have to find a way to start monetizing WhatsApp. They have billions of people that's on there. Like they have a lot of people on WhatsApp. So
when do you think they'll, and shout out to Isaac Hayes III, who will also be at InvestFest, but he did something very intelligent with his certification. He changed the color.
That's smart.
So do you think that at some point, Instagram goes from blue to when it's now a premium, it's a different color, like it's gold or it's, you know what I mean? Something like that.
I think if they did, it would be too much of a liability to potentially get sued since Isaac has already put that out there. I know some people, Twitter tested it as well, but like that blue check historically for half a decade is
that's the standard.
Meant something.
Okay.
Shout out to Meta for the cost cutting measures, but employee morale is down like crazy. And once again, going back to the top two, great pounce. Are they better than Apple, Microsoft, LinkedIn in comparison? Like, we're just taking tech across the board. Are they? No. They fell from top five to...
Did I mention it all?
10th, maybe.
shout out to MGs in the chat.
Man, I got you.
MG says, stop playing with me. I see you, boy. Stop playing with him.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.